different passages of Vayikra, a lot of it's obviously the Inyanim of Karbonis and so on. I wanted to speak about an Inyan that's very much at the end of the Sefer. We spoke about one aspect of it once. Once we have a very different aspect today. It's the last parasha about somebody being a nefesh kisecht amolam ba'ashem, v'kichesh ba'amisa v'pikotne v'tzumisya v'gozol ayoshim z'amisa. So, you have a few types of a few types of denial of mominess that if a person swears on denial of the mammon, there is going to be a carb on it. So Rashi says, he brings a Torah's Kanim here, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Matam Loima Mola Mol Bashem. Why is this called Mola Mol Bashem? You lied to somebody, you stole from somebody. If there's a Me'ila, it's going to be to somebody, whoever you stole from. Lefi, Shekola Malva Valoiva, Vanoise Vanoisin, Eine Oise Elabe Eidem Ubishtar. Because when a person borrows and lends money, or he does business, he does with Eidem Ubishtar. Lefiko, Bismanjum Mekach, Mekach Eidem Ubishtar. So if he's denying the Eidem and the Shtar, he's lying against Eidem Ubishtar. When a person gives a pikadon, the only one that he wants, he doesn't want anyone to know about it, except for Akharish Baruch Hu. Lefikoch, the Shlisha B'nehem is Akharish Baruch Hu. Lefikoch, Shumakhish, Makhish, B'Shlisha B'nehem, and so on. That's Rashi. So it's a Rashi, again, it's a Taras Khan, it's almost a quote from Taras Khan here. There are a few problems with this. And technical problems. First of all, it says Amakas Haver Ben Aroitza She Teda Ben Nisham Al Shlisha She Ben Nehem. The truth is, you can give a pikadon with Edom. Also, it's a shailing mark. If somebody's mafkid with Edom, they have to give it back with Edom or not. So it's not impossible to give a pikadon to someone without Edom. So my assumption is, but it's not the derech shavoylam. Amar tzavir ben roish shadeber nisham al shishu b'neim. The derech shavoylam is not to do it be pirsum. You can say either just that's the way it is. People ask somebody, could you please hold this for me? It could also be that the derech klal you give it to somebody for shmirah when you need to, you know, going away someplace. You ask somebody, here I have a valuable ring. I don't want to keep it. Could you hold on to it? Derech Holam is not to tell people. Now it would be Lashon Shetedu V'Neshama, V'Noi Shetedu V'Neshama, Elashi Shebenehem. But be it as it may, we'll say it's a Derech Holam, the Pikadon is Delcha without Edom, and the other ones with Edom. But even the Mashal Sheboy, so let's understand it. The person is Ki'ilu, he's Ki'ilu denying a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So when there's Edom and a Shtar and a person still lies, still swears falsely, I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still around. Despite that you have Edus and Shtar, I mean, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still around. There's still a Shlishi. Yes, there's more than a Shlishi. There's five now. It's two Edom and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But why is it the Mafkid, he says, that's specifically Akosh in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I would say B'chol Masai Mana, a person who denies something given with a shtar, he's lying against people and he's lying against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is it that Pikadon is dark against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's kind of strange. In the Etzem Halacha itself, there's something here, it's not clear in the Halacha L'maisa because I mean, obviously, there's no shacharach really on the carbon part of it. The halacha seems to be that in order this shavuos hapikadon does not take place with a pure halva. It's not that clear. I mean, the Gemara in Bar Metzia says chista, and so on. The Gemara says it's talking about all these in Yonam are talking about where there was some sort of chafetz involved. So, for instance, you lend somebody money and it was on a chafetz. Or, Oishik, the Gemara says, is you paid somebody with a chayfetz, and then you denied the chayfetz. He gave you the chayfetz as bekotten for it, you denied it. The different, it has to be some sort of association with the chayfetz. That seems to be, again, Ram doesn't say that clearly, but Ram, the way he brings it, Rambam seems to imply that. So it's something which is a, it's something which needs to have some chayfetz in it. And that's what's miyachet shuas apikodin over stam kfiras mamon. So I assume the Torah's Kanim's nekuda is with that inyan, that you see the Torah was especially careful about an inyan that you have a chayfetz involved, and the way the Torah's Kanim explains it is because he does it b'chashai. The problem with that is, but if once the chayfetz is part of a bigger deal, it's part of a mechamemko, milvan halva. So there was a shtar, it was edim. So there was no edim on the particular product, the bikodin. But al kopanim, in mitzad the halacha sheboy, the tereskonim seems to be, the point that he's trying to make is that it has to be some sort of chayfetz, and the chayfetz itself that's given with bikodin is bederech klal not given with edim over the shtar, bederech klal, and b'meila, that's where you have special halacha. So I'd like to try to understand this halacha and the name of it is called Shvuas HaPikodin. That's what it's called. That's the first one. It's going to be Pikodin, and everything else afterwards has to be something which has a Shaychas to Pikodin. So I'd like to try to understand the Yichud of the Musig of Pikodin. Pikodin seems to be some sort of cross between a halva, on the one hand, I'm trust you with money of mine, and the other hand, I'm hiring you to do something. It's not clear what's the yichud of pikodin, that it's ke'ilu something very, very unique. And we'll see in a minute that it's something which is very, very special. Chazal say over here, It's a Medrash Rabbah in Breishis, Parshin Gimel, Hey. Omer Avada. Avada said one of our Kaddish Baruch Hu's attributes is Baal Pikdoinis Ani. I'm a Baal Pikdoinis. I'm a Nifkad. I'm Molek Hifkid Etzli Chavila Shal Koitzim. Vehichzila Kaddish Baruch Chavila Shal Koitzim. Shem Pokaliti Sash Osa Molek Yisrael. So it could be daf Torah. Sarif kida etzli mois umaisim toiv mitzvahs maisim toivim hevzakas mitzvahsim toivim vashem pogad asara. So I understand the second part. I mean, somebody says to me, you know, so and so was mafkid by me a diamond ring, and I gave him back a diamond ring. So we say, well, that's, you know, this diamond ring was worth a few $100,000. I gave back the diamond ring, you know, so says, I'm a neman, great. Somebody says, somebody left over a garbage bag full of garbage, and you know what? I gave it back to him. I don't think there's any shvach over there. I mean, what is he saying? Baal pikdoinisani. So meila, Hashem pakad esara, I understand. Pokud pakadati by Klal Yisrael, I understand. So that's a shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shvach is baal pikdoinis. What's it telling me? And the Medrash is being madgashit. It's the first one. Baal pikdoinis ani. Amolek gets the chavila shel koitzim vehechzel Hakadosh Baruch Hu chavila shel koitzim. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu is gave him back exactly what he took. Halidavahu. Is that a shnevach Hakadosh Baruch Hu? I assume. In a pasha way, it would mean the gather of Hakadosh Baruch Hu is neemon leshalim lebala. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is neemon to pay a lipora. It's telling me more that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is neemon to be pireya rishoyim what they deserve. But the Chazal incorporated. I mean, Chazal not talking about a molech. Chazal are talking about Hashem pocket asura. So Chazal is saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaPikodin, and he's Nema. And so what are they trying to tell us with this inyan over here of Akash Bok giving back a chavil of kaitzim? One more ara, not a medrash. It says over here, it's a medrash, it's in Pashas Ekev. And it says over here about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Keil HaNe'eman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called a Ne'eman. So Chazal say, what Chazal sort of give us a demonstration. Dove Acha, Kashem Alekecho Lekim Chula, Omer Blevi. Lama Dove Doimeh, somebody is about Bikodin and so on. So the Gemara says, Davacha, Kela Neman, Rabbon and Amri, Me Umunosser shall boss, Me Emunosser shall boss of a dom, Atidem Rosh Hashbarahu. You can be done from a Kaddish, from the Emuna of boss of a dom to the Emuna of a Kaddish Barahu. Maeser Pinchas Ben Yor, Shedar Beir Achas Bedor, Veholcha Anoshim is Spanisham, Vayabiodon Steson shall say, Vikiratsloi, Beshochoi say, Veholcholahen. So the people left over two saw of Sairim, and they forgot it. He planted every year, and so on, and then they saw that it's something which is a, you know, they saw oitzus, and they said, miyad hikus Pinchas ben Yor amlam boyu tuot saserim. Here, take a look the oitzus you have. So, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, from the Emuna, the Nemonis of Basav Adam, you know the Nemonis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Chazal over here. I have a Ha'ara, Halachic Ha'ara over here. It says, it's a Sugya, that, the Machlokes the Mishnah, a Sugya, that if a person has a Pikodin, and it's a pikodin of tvua, and it's being eaten up by, or it's rotting away, or whatever it is. The machloek is if you sell it off or not. We say the reason not to sell it off is because adam reitz bekav shaloi yaisem teisha shachaveri. A person has a zika to his own, and he prefers that to others, unless it's way past and so on. So the chatchil of it is that a person should be give back what he got and not something else. So true, Pinchas ben Yor, halachically, it was. I assume it would have rotted away; nothing would have been left over, and so on. But if you're looking for a case of perfect nemonis, I mean Chazal here medayik that from the nemonis of Bas of Adam. You know the nemanis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're looking for the perfect shema, the one that fits Hilchas Shmiras Pikadon, you know, exactly the way by the book. It doesn't quite fit it. Yes, Lamaisa, it's a divot that if it gets to a certain point where it's lost too much, then you go and sell it. But what's over here? Over here, it's so fine. He did right, Rabbeinu Zayar. But why, when looking for perfect Pikadon, is strange. One more place where you see that type of pikadon, very similar to this actually, is Chazal say another place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a perfect nifka in you are mafkid to me a tipas luchluchis, and I give you back a person, you know, meaning a child. So also here you have a case l'maisa, you know, zerik to be masriach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu instead makes it into an Uber and so on. And that's called a get of Pikodin. That's called Pikodin over here. Okay, so let's try to understand a little bit. So we're touching on a Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's called Baal Pikdainis. It's called Nifkad. It's something which is something which is identical to Nemonis, and it translates itself in Anhagis in the world of in the world of Hanhagis Adam, it translates itself into Mafkid and Nifkid, and it translates itself Mafkid Nifkid as opposed to Malva and Leiva and Noisiv and Noisiv. That's how Rashi is saying it over here. I want also to sort of be madgish it. You know, the framework of halacha, really, a mafkid nifkid is an anomaly. Like, why would we have a whole... It occupies a very big part of dinei mamonis. When Betzim, it's a... I mean, if I hire somebody to be a watchman for my factory, he has responsibilities. Anyone who does things around has responsibilities, and at some level he's a pesher, at some level he did okay. Mafkid Nifkid is a glorified shomer. It's shomer in the sense of like a factory watchman. He's a glorified poel, is the word. He's another poel. What's the difference? So Mela Shoel is different. A shoel, I understand, a socher, that's already something, that's a transaction of sorts. But a shomer socher and a shomer chinam, at the end of the day, they're just glorified workers. What's the difference if I hire somebody to truck something for me, to paint something for me, or to watch something for me? It's the same thing. So there's a so if you think about it, there's really, really a parasha gedola in the Torah, which is pikad nifkad, and it works as follows. I have a metzias where I pay you to work for me. So if I hire you to walk around my factory with a flashlight and make sure nobody comes in, or whatever, you're a pile of sorts. This malve and loive and kaina and meicha are transitions of my goods into your rishus. We pass milva leitzonitna, and as soon as I give you a milva, the money is your milva. And that's why it's not sure if you can buy it, the pure milva. It's finished, over with. That's an example of a transition of mamonis, which meicha and lekeach and malva and loiva are part of that same framework of transition. I work for you, you owe me wages. Those are all monetary transitions that have one moment where money crosses over Mishos Lishos, and that's it. Pikudin is an extraordinary event. Pikudin means that your chayfetz is in my rishus, and it is in my rishus. I'm treating it like my things, and I'm holding it for you. We've learned now in Baba Kama about rishusay, ena rishusay, yes rishusay, a gazlin and an exile. There's shaloy and there's beshusay. Here we have an incredible hechatimitza. We have an incredible state of mominus, where it's in your rishus, and your rishus is holding it on my behalf. It's under your power, under your jurisdiction, but everything is being attributed to me, and everything's happening for me, to me, and so on. That's the musik of pikudin. The etzem pe'ula of pikudin is called ne'emanus. In other words, when I stole something from you, that pe'ula was gzela. When I refuse to give you something that, you know, to pay you, I'm not paying. But there's never a situation where I am holding something not for me, but for you. And that act is called ne'emanus. It's an incredible cross of two different rishuyas in a way that's not imaginable, and the Torah set it up. That mahalach is a reflection of a much deeper mahalach, the Bria, like all in Yonim Mamnesah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who holds our maisim. A person does good. A person, when it says b'neman ato, that Kadosh Baruch Hu's neman to be mishalim schar, it doesn't mean that it's not a business deal. Ribbono shel Olam, here is I daven today shachris, and after 120, you're gonna write me a check for the shachris I davened. That's not the nemanis. Nemanis is HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds on to that shachris. That shachris has a kiyum lenetzach nitzachim, and after 120, that shachris is waiting for me. And that's what the nemanis HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. The oimek of HaKadosh, of this chazal, it's an extraordinary when you think about it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't punish Amalek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him back his chavila shel koitzim. When you spend your time gathering koitzim, then this is yours. It's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes revenge or a Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes. Kadosh Baruch Hu says pakadati. It's time to give back the pikadon. Here, this is yours, Amalek. Kadosh Baruch Hu pays us with pri maseinu, with the pri of what we did. It's the pshat is he's a nemon on those payments. The other mitzvah of bekar shaloi is the yisoid of olam haba. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate nifkat, who holds everything for us, and that's the pshat, the musar pikadon. So when a person, let's go back to Rashi, when a person denies a pikadon. So Mekach and Memka, Milve and Loive, Mechira and Lekicha, those are types of inyanim that a person makes with an Edom and Shtar because it has nothing to do with the manas. I don't rely on the person at all. When I buy something from a person, I'm not relying on him, I bought it from him. Yes, there's always Gzela, I need policemen to make sure he doesn't steal. But there's not a moment when the manas comes into play. When I lend somebody money, when I lend to the pshat is the money is gone the minute I lent it. That's malva loiva and it's gone. I want to make sure that he pays it a year from now, a month from now, whatever it is. But that's already a type of that's already a pa'ula where the person is returning and giving back a new thing. And it's a mitzvah, so I'm not touching on any specific need of the person. In a sense, that's why I do it with a shtar, and I do it with edim because I need policemen. So I haven't tapped into the need of nemanis nebriya. When I give somebody a pikadon, what's the pshat? The idea that someone can hold something, and it's he's holding it, but he's holding it for me. It's sort of a shlichus on the reshus. That's tapping into a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. That midah is called nemanis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu it's a midah HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mak nebriya, and therefore I can look at someone holding it and say, here, he's holding it for me. It's something that's you see the Torah gave it a parash to Shem Echinam. So Shem Echinam is strange. It's a Shem Echinam to be chayef anything. I'm doing somebody a favor. So a person asks me, if a person hires me to something, I don't deliver. So that's a gzela. I took money for nothing. Somebody asks me for a favor and I don't do it. So I don't feel, I'm upset. But at the end of the day, he didn't owe it to me. Shemichina means I owe you something. I'm chayiv you something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the mid of nemanis. The Gemara says, becoming an apotropos of nichsei yisayimim is a horrendous job. It's all responsibility and no reward. And responsibility in spades. But Chazal say that you don't get paid for it. But the nemanis, that Bezin trusts this person to be the apotropos, that's worth it. There's a hanor that I'm a neman. It's a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, that the only place it expresses itself is in the nemanus of pikadin. And that's why apotropsis, in that sense, is the ultimate in becoming a neman. Because I'm the executor of the estate. I'm the one who deals with it as if I'm the bailim. And every deal I make is for the other person. I've taken my rishus, which is the ultimate in a person's sense of possession, and I'm using it for somebody else. When I buy and sell, when I lent, I gave you money. So yes, that's an asina. But the idea that the etzem rishus that I have becomes someone else's rishus, that's the inyan of pikadon and so on. So, coming back to ours, it's a mi'ilu b'Hashem, because specifically, it's something which a person is, it's a midah, and that's why a person, when a person gives a pikadon, he does it b'chashoy, because it's a strange situation. My rishus is being sublimated to someone else's rishus. It's something which is it's under someone else's rishus, and he's the one who's the bailam over it. That's a very unique situation. It's not so fancy. When I sell and buy and borrow and lend, so there I'm doing a transaction. It's moving someone else's rishus, and that's by nature for hesia. Here it's the pshat is my rishus is falling under someone else's rishus. It's like the pikadon of zera that we're talking about. It's something that by nature is something that becomes subsumed under someone else's bailus, and for that I need to be able. That's by nature quiet, and it taps on the mida of nemanus of Hashem with nebriya, and therefore. And the person who betrays that trust is betraying the midah of the manus nebriya. It's kilu being makhish, mikoyv is such a midah. I want to go a step further. So we described it, and we asked the kasha of Adam reitze bekav shaloi. You know, yesim teshe shachaveri, and therefore a person shouldn't sell it. So how is it that that both the case, the marshal of the Zera, that HaKadosh Baruch takes a tip of lichluch and makes into a vlad, and the case over there of Pinchas Ben Yoyah when he took the chitim and so on, and that's where we see the nemanis. Yes, he did the right thing, but why is that the expression of nemanis? The answer is, let's take the following case. Let's go back to the case of chitim. If someone gives me a package of chitim, and the chitim are falling apart, and I sell it, and I get other ones, so the person no longer has his chitim, but he has something else, which is worth more, because his chitim are being rotten, and over there, Chazal gave us a mishkal of a person wanting really, really to have his own, rather than something somebody else's. But let's say I take my chita and I plant it. Then what I get is the potential of my chita actualized. The toilodas of the chita are really, really are really mine. And bemela, it's a much deeper musig of nemanis. I give you back what's yours, but you had a lot more inside than you thought you did. Actually, interesting, in when Chazal gives the simanim for the different mesechtis, emuna sitecha zroim is emuna, the pasuk pshat is because a person doesn't see it, it disappears, it rots, and so on. But the way we're understanding it, it's much deeper. It's one level of nemanis where I give you back exactly what I gave you. And it's a second level of nemanis when I give you back what's in it. I gave you back yours, even what you didn't realize was yours. I brought out the fullest of yours in this mahalach over here. So the emuna on the second darga, on a deeper darga, is that a person is gives over something and brings out more. It says, Chazal say, you know, we say b'yot cha'af kidruchi. That's a pasuk that a person should say for Krishna. Elias Gemara mentions it. B'yot cha'af kidruchi, but this is Hashem kelemis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called kelemis in this understanding in Pikadon. It says that, so one darg of it is that the Pikadon, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives back to the Neshama. That certainly is an emunus. It says in the Zohar HaKadosh, and the Ketzais brings it on time if it mentions the Zohar in the Ketzais, it says that even though technically you're allowed to be ma'akev pikadon for money that someone else owes you, the other person owes you money and I have a pikadon that's worth the amount you gave me as a pikadon, so halachically I'm allowed to keep it for that, just like I'm allowed to go in and take stuff. So the Zohar says, but it's not the urcha de meimem lusa. People who are balei emuna, nemanim, it's not their derech to take it. It's lacking in nemanis. So that's why we say v'afi ruchis. So even if a person has outstanding debts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should say it, because that way HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not hold on to will give back to the Neshama in the morning. That's what Zohar says. The Ketzai brings a raya about the din of being ma'akev money for a samas chayv. But it means I have to treat, if I keep it for the chayv, the reason why I'm keeping the pikadon and not walking to your house is because I am treating it as it's mine here. Well, why did I hold on to pikadon and not walk to your house and take something? Because this is already kimat mine. That's the way a person looks at it. So that's lacking in emunis. For me, there shouldn't be a difference between your chayfets that I'm holding as pikadon or your chayfets that's locked in your safe. It's the same thing. Hainu hach. The fact that I'm a zalz and you're giving it to me, that shows that I'm not a neman. That's why a person ought not to do it. So we call a Kaddish Baruch Hu a neman in that sense. It's interesting. There's another halacha associated with pikadon. That's really a meraps and igadik achidish. The Rambam says, so I think it's page Zion, Shoyal and Afkid Pikadon. The Shoyal is like this: a person gives somebody else a pikadon. So the halacha is, you now let give it up to another shema, you know, and it's in the pikadon biaracha. I have to hold on to it. So let's say a guy decides he's going on a business trip, and no communications in those days. The person goes for half a year. In the middle, I don't know, my son got engaged and I have to go someplace for chas and somewhere else. Can I give it to someone else or not? So the Rambam says, not clear. The Rambam says, you royally, that he can go to a bez and give it to them, and they should on his behalf, because the person didn't become an asir by becoming a Baal Pikadon. Person didn't become a prisoner. I can't become frozen. And when a person disappears, I become an aguna. It can't be. So with Mela, there's a hesder of going to Bezin and Bezin watching, giving it, so on and so on. But the Rambam says it's a chiddush royally. It's not pashut. Mitzad the level of nemanis, it's something that a person should be should have to do it. So it's an incredible chiddush. In understanding a little bit in what is a person's chayvasei v'alamai. So if we talk about if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called a ne'eman, and ne'eman is something that deals with ne'eman is something that is a core need of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a Kael Neman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a Kael Emes, and it's because the world is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands as a Pikadon. In other words, in the stira of Yediyah and Bechira, mitzad lemais of it, that's the stira we're talking about. It's me, and it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, be'etzim, I'm a bubble in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows me to retain my bubble. So the relationship of me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a pikadon. B'yodcha af gedruchi. That's what I am. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a bala pikdoinis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a neman. All of these are the midas that express relationship of a nifka to a pikadon. So if a person has to imitate it, then the person has to reverse it and say to himself, everything that I have in this world, between assets and talents and opportunities and everything else, are pikdoinis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me pikdoinis. I'm the bailam of nothing. So that's a whole different, there's not a thing in the world that I be'etzim own. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mafkeded by me. That tension of dealing with something as if it's mine 100% and attributing it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100% is an incredible tension. I need to with every minute of time that I have, every talent I have, every penny that I have, everything I need to ask myself, I need to say to myself, I'm an apotropis. And I need to do everything that, what am I supposed to do with it? It's the burden of it is incredible. Adkei d'kach, the Rambam says, I don't know a mefurish makor that in a pressing case I can take care of my stuff, but you really, that it can't be. But it has to, you know, it has to be some point where I can take my things. But mitzad achrayis of pikadon, there's no limit to it. So a person looks around and he sees everything that's his. There's nothing that's mine to keep. There's nothing I can walk around with argosha and say, oh, this is mine and that's it. It's mine, it's not mine at all. It's what do I do with it? Am I doing what it's supposed to be used for? That's one part of the world of Pikdoinis and Nemanis. The second chelik is that the second chelik of it is a deeper chelik. The mashal, let's take the easiest mashal. Let's say chinuch. The bringing out of the potential of an object is really the ultimate of pikadon. In other words, when a person, everybody, Be'ez Hashem, will have children, will be mechanech. Those also fortunate will have talmidim. The question is always the balance between Adam Reitz Bekav Shaloi. So to take something and to sell it off for something else, even if it might be quote-unquote worth more, but the question is, that's not nemanis. That's not because it dafka needs, that person wants his. But the achrayis is, like a Pinchas ben Yoyer, the achrayis, like says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a neman. We mafkid him a tipa lichluchis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings out a person out of it. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Bria has potential, an extraordinary amount of potential. To bring out potential needs work. That's Vohya Munasitecha, the work of Zriya, of Harisha, of taking out the Koitzim, Bimenachish, of Zriya, of Ktsira. It requires a tremendous amount of investment of work. And because that's much harder than keeping what's there. To keep what's there, just lock it up in a box and keep it. But to be able to bring out the teichen of something, which is the ultimate nemonis, then requires a omel, tremendous amount of omel yagia. It also means that I need to try to understand what's its potential. The hashkafa on in chinuch in general of bringing out its potential is more than just because tactical, that it's not going to work. No matter what you do to a chita, it's not going to become a sairim. No matter what you do to a sairim, it's not going to become a chita. It's more than that. Nemanis requires, Baal Tikkun requires that I don't exchange it, that I try to bring out whatever is in the pnim of it, whatever's inside it. That's Alt Nemanis. From the Nemanis of Pichas Ben Yoyer, you deher the Nemanis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kel HaNeman, means that he not only preserves everything for us, but it's something our Kadosh Baruch Hu brings out whatever potential a chavis had. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the entire Bria is that type of Nemanis. Kadosh Baruch Hu zereya us in the world and is mashgiach on us to bring out what's in us, so that at the end of the process the person has a kav shaloi and not teisha shachavera. So in this parsha over here, in this parsha of Shavuos HaPikudon, we have a betzem yisoid of the yisoid possibly of the entire relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria in the most fundamental way. The Shem Pikudon, specific, not a transaction, but Pikudon in all its manifestations is something that is a simul ma'al b'Hashem if a person crosses it. It's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought in an hugga of Nemanis into the Bria, an hugga of Pikudon and Nemanis in the Bria. It's a reflection of the most fundamental relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria. It's something where if we fulfill it appropriately, we become Ne'emanim. The title of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ne'eman is something that applies to us if come Ne'emanim. And that's why Ein Lecha Davar Gadol, the Apotropos, it's not only the chesed for the Yisoymen. People look at it because the big chesed for Yisoymen. It is a chesed. But it goes way beyond the chesed Shabbai. It's the Ne'emana Shabbai. It's the pshat that I act as if it's mine, and it's all for the other person. As I'm doing for me, I'm doing for him. I do it with the same vigor that I would do it for myself, and I'm doing it for the other person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put that in the Bria of Amas Bikdainis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ultimately, the world of Schar and Einish is not a new world of Schar and Einish. It's a world of Pikadet. When a person comes L'Chameyev Esrim, a person doesn't get Schar. A person gets back his Schar. A person gets back his mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes out the Pikadon of mitzvahs Vaisim Toivim, or Rachman HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes out the Pikadon of Chavilus of Koitzim. And that's what he gives back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Neman on that day. That's when the meat of Neman is. Neman to Chavilus doesn't mean he will. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us back. We have that Chiv in the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Neman to us. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shoiked, that we bring out the most in us. He gives us back the Pikudon that we started with, not frozen, but everything that brought out, all the payers and payers of a person's Maisim, are seen as being his, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings out what's inside it. And our Chayv, it klapid, our Chayvus Adam B'Elamo is to the head of the world as a Pikudon, where every single penny and every single moment is accountable for. There's no, I don't have any time. I don't have any money. I don't have any talents. I have been placed in charge of time, of money, and of talent. And it's our job to be Ne'eman to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Ne'eman not only that we freeze what we have and give it, but the Ne'emanis is that even the tipus meluchachis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mafkid us, if we use the meaning of manas, we bring back the vlad, and that becomes the parrot per se and blessed love. Chance.
Okay, hi.